Congratulations, second consecutive year.
Thank you, thanks so much, yeah.
Second consecutive year, well, you know, I'm
going to ask you. I would like to see it as 3 out of 4.
3 out of 4. What do you attribute the success to? So this time it was close,
right.
Fairly close, and you
yeah,
have
yeah,
a
yeah.
host of people who won big.
That's right.
But what do you attribute the success?
See, and we've spoken about this in the past. So I think what I'm most pleased about, I think it's the culture in the agency. And as group CEO, what actually makes me most happy is there is a culture across functions and through the line, right from the top to the bottom, in having a point of view on what is good work. And I think almost the entire agency believes that if it's got to be effective, it's got to be creative. And I think this agency, for the longest time, I've been trying to break this myth that either you do creative work or you do effective work. Because we genuinely believe that if it's not going to be creative, it's not going to be effective.
How important is a client to the work?
Extremely important, because like I said, see, the only reason why we do not enter creative awards is that I refuse to enter awards which don't take into account why was a piece of work done and what did it result into. And if clients partner us in, and which they do, in exactly articulating what is the objective and these are the metrics that I want movement on, and therefore if that is the case, then the clients play a critical role, and which is why FEs are genuinely awards that award both clients and agency. Because without each of them, you can't be clear as to what is the objective and what are the metrics you want movement on. So they're very critical. Unlike in creative awards, they may not be that critical.
No, until last year, it was a two-agency race. But this year, we
right.
saw a host of others.
That's right. It's
also
brilliant.
Into it.
Excellent, yeah.
What does it really mean to for you for next year?
Right. No, so I don't think we really changed the way we work or think, depending on, you know, who all were in contention the previous year. We just put our head down, and like I said, I mean, we are at least I am a low profile agency, I think low profile CEO, and I think so is the agency. We just put our head down, we look at brands, we try and deliver work on it and move on. And if there are other agencies who do well, in fact, I remember you asking me a question saying that, listen, why is it only between Ogilvy and Lowe? And thankfully, that's not the case this year. I mean, Mekhan has done some fantastic work. Mudra has done some fantastic work. BBDO has done some fantastic work, which is great for the industry. Because there's a very simple reason why I think it's great. These things add to the ability of the industry to attract talent, which is such a big issue right now. But when you see examples of how creativity actually makes such a difference on brands and mind share, mind movements, I'm hoping these are the things that actually help in attracting good talent to come into the industry.
Any trends that you would like to spot and highlight to us from this year?
So I think one of the things that seems to be quite the flavor, and I don't think it's only this year, and we've been seeing this over the past one or two, probably even 3 years, is that work that creates and causes two things. One is conversation, second is engagement, and third is behavioral change. If you look at all the stuff that is actually winning or recognized, is this. Is it changing behavior? Is it generating conversation? Is it causing engagement? And that seems to be the flavor. It's not rocket science, but these are the three, I think, pillars around which more and more great communication is built around.